For unto you this day is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Well, if you don't remember that line from the Gospel of Luke, hopefully you remember it from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And I love that special because it captures the simplicity and the anticipation of Christmas. You see, everything is spectacular at Easter. Spring, new life, triumph over the death of the cross. Maybe all this is after a hard Lent. But at Christmas, there is a peace in the poverty. Sometimes that's material poverty, but it's not always material poverty. It might be the poverty of a 2015 that was much less than what you had hoped for. Sadness, death, divorce, family members you wish were with you at Christmas. Sometimes that's a poverty of what you don't have, what you had prayed for and didn't get, what you lost, all in a dark December wrapping up. We all feel inadequate in some way, especially during the holidays. And so in the Charlie Brown Christmas special, it's so beautiful that Charlie and Linus find a poor Christmas tree, so poor that it has only 3 bunches of pine needles. I don't know, maybe the little shrub weighs 10 pounds. Linus says, "I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit." But Charlie and Linus, they take that shabby shrub anyway. They find peace in that poverty, that it wasn't exactly what they had wanted. And thus they meet the world into which Jesus Christ was born. You see, we're not wrong for wanting things, quote, right, end quote, around us at Christmas like Lucy did. For example, when you wish that a job had come through, or even better, you wish someone in your family was here tonight. It's still the world God chooses to enter at Christmas, God dwelling in poverty, bringing us peace and comfort, when half spent was the night, in more ways than one. The Father was pleased to conquer the world with the love of a baby, a world that was looking to kill Jesus, a cold world. St. Joseph couldn't even provide for his family. In one private revelation I had read from a saint, St. Joseph was actually exasperated that he couldn't find any of his cousins to open their doors in Bethlehem for his wife, ready to give birth. And in this private revelation that this saint saw 1,200 years prior in her vision, Mary takes Joseph's hands in hers and smiles and says, "Let us accept our poverty." I think back to the, or rather forward to the 21st century, and you know, even those on Medicaid are given a warm hospital bed to give birth here in the USA. I've been to Africa and India the past couple years, and even there they have hospitals for women to give birth. But not Mary. No family, no friends opens their doors. But Joseph and Mary, they have Jesus, so they have peace. They have the 2 things that matter. 1, adoration of God. And 2, family. Jesus on Christmas becomes the crossroads of both of these. Even for those missing family today or a priest, we have adoration. The ability to worship the one true God at a Catholic Mass. And you look around and you have us as a family of 1 billion Catholics. It's a big family. 9 years ago at the Christmas Mass in the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI said, "God's sign is simplicity. God's sign is the baby. God's sign is that he makes himself small for us. This is how he reigns. He does not come with power and outward splendor. He comes as a baby, defenseless and in need of our help. He does not want to overwhelm us with his strength. He takes away our fear of his greatness. He asks for our love. So he makes himself a child. He wants nothing other from us than our love, through which we spontaneously learn to enter into his feelings, his thoughts, and his will. We learn to live with him and to practice with him that humility of renunciation that belongs to the very essence of love." That was Pope Benedict's Christmas Mass homily 2006. Especially love that line, "He does not come with power and outward splendor. He comes as a baby, defenseless and in need of our help." Jesus calls us to be children because he was one first into very bad circumstances. And I don't say bad circumstances to make you feel guilty for not being thankful enough or even having more material goods than others. Rather, it's like St. Teresa of Avila said, if God gives you an abundant harvest of trials, it is a sign of great holiness which he desires you to attain. Listen to St. Teresa of Jesus again. If God gives you an abundant harvest of trials, it is a sign of great holiness which he desires you to attain. Just like the Holy Family. I mean, who would say that they did not have God's favor just because they were suffering? The health and wealth gospel misses this, but the Catholic Church teaches the poverty of our circumstances becomes the very invitation to meet the Christ child this Christmas. Your joys and your sadness of 2015 is what God has invited to you. Your joys and your sadness of 2015 is what God invites you to offer at the offertory at Mass. And after the offertory, Jesus arrives. St. Bonaventure said, God, when he descends upon the altar, does no less than he did when he became man the first time in the womb of the Virgin Mary. But we see that Jesus arrived once far outside the circumstances Joseph would have. Today, near or far from the plot line you would have, I don't know. But I do know our Father knows what he is about. He conquers cold hearts and powerful minds, not with a sword, but with a baby. And at the center, a baby's heart beating, but the size of a baby's fist. Already the Sacred Heart. Burning into this cold world today with all the love of God. Undeterred with what threatens in 3 BC or around us in 2016. God love you.